The Gemara says in Daf Chaf Hesam and Aleph that when a Yonisim and Nazil would learn, Kol Eif HaParech Elav Miyad Nisraf, when a bird would fly over, it would get burnt up, would be consumed by the Eish of the Kedusha of his learning. And the Chassidim say that from this Gemara you see the difference between a Chassid and a Litvak. They say that when a Chassid learns this Gemara, he's Nispal from the Kedusha of Yonisim and Nazil. Look what levels he reached, that Akedei Kach, that he could cause a fire to burn around him and burn up Eifes. You see that the levels, the Kedusha, the person could reach in his Levitas Hashem. They say when a Litvak learns his Gemara, he starts clarifying, is he Chayev Midin Mazik? Which Mazik is it? Is it Eish? Is it not? Mazik at Eskula? Is it Chivim? Such a thing? That's the way a Litvak approaches the Gemara. It's interesting, I did see one of the Acharin Hizmanenu, Sefer Nezikin, Taka clears the Shaila, is he Chayev Midin Mazik? Is it considered a Mazik at Eskula? He brings the staple in Babakama, Mazik at Eskula, is he Chayev or not? Mamash this Shaila that we mentioned, but in the defense of the Litvaks, I think you could say that the as Chaim Lezner points out in Nefesh HaChaim, that when a person is ma'ayan in Torah, any chelik of Torah, even the most mundane things, he says a muscle person is trying to figure out migu. What's a migu? Migu is what type of taina could a cheater, a ramayan, a thief figure out the taina in order they should be believed? So Imam is dealing with things that are the lowest of the lowest, but yet Chaim Lezner says that you can reach the highest levels of Dveikus B'Torah when you're Ma'ayin in such things, because all of Torah is the Seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you're Misdabek and Ma'ayin in Torah, you're getting to the closest level of Dveikus and connection that is Shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings the Zayar says that when anyone learns any word of Torah down here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that word of Torah that's learned, he's Menashek it, he gives it a kiss, and he makes it an atar, he makes it into a crown and puts it on his head. That's the kedusha that a person is zeichet to in the dveikus through his limud atar. So when a person is ma'ayin in any chelik atar, whatever the Indian is, that is really the highest level of dveikus, which is shayach, and the highest level that a person can reach in this world.